Recently, the Camden Community Journalism page featured an old article that I'd recorded about chronic pain. And it's funny because back then, I was noticing there was a slow increase in the amount of pain I was living with. And I kept going to see doctors and everybody, and they just said, oh, it's part of getting old, you'll just have to put up with it. And actually kept giving me really weird, very strong medication that didn't really stop the pain, but just made life really weird. You know, you can't really function on very, very strong medication. So I just tried to find a happy medium where it was stopped enough to live and got on with it. But I kept thinking, this is getting worse. Is it getting worse, or am I just getting less able to cope? I kept going back to doctors and they kept saying, no, there's nothing really happening. We don't know what you're on about. It must just be you. Then lockdown happened. And during lockdown, I noticed that it started to get much worse. And about 6 months ago, it got very bad. So I started really pushing to see someone. My spinal cord injury team were almost totally disinterested. I actually have an appointment to see someone in April this year. From a request from about September last year. Anyway, my GP sent me to the musculoskeletal team here in Camden. And after much pushing and nudging, I was sent for an MRI. And oh no, you were right. It's all falling to pieces. My spine, that's a major problem again. I didn't have a spinal cord injury. I had a spinal cord incident where my spine collapsed on its own. And this is happening again. Not sure what they're going to do about it, because another joy of COVID is, even though I am listed as highly urgent, I've got no idea when I'm going to be seen. But what it means is that I have gone overnight from being someone who was battling pain because it was just part of life to someone who is in trouble, that the pain meant something. And I think this is something that disabled people face a lot, that they go in saying, I know my body, and my body is different. Something is wrong. And we're told, no, it's just part of being who you are. That's the cross you have to bear as being disabled. And it means that things are overlooked far too often. If this had been spotted when I first started complaining about the pain I was increasingly going through, then something could have been done before it got as bad as it is now, before it got as hard to fix as it is now. And also it would have meant that I wouldn't face this period of not being able to do anything, because I am now stuck indoors on the sofa in bed. That's it. I can't. I've tried going out. It's too painful. And the other thing that this whole period has reminded me is, doctors don't always get that when you say everything is normal, you don't mean normal like a non-disabled person. You mean normal for you. Because obviously I've got quite a lot of nerve damage. I am paralysed. I'm in a wheelchair. Things work, some do, some don't. And when I was trying to explain that everything was normal, and I'm saying that in air quotes, they've put it down, oh, well, he claims that everything functions normally. And it's like, not normally. Normal for me. Normal for Norfolk, if you see what I mean. And that's another thing that we face. The idea that if you're not functioning like it says you should be in a book, that it's abnormal. Well, I was born with cancer, so I've always been, and that cancer left me disabled. So I've always been disabled. Things have always not functioned normally. So the idea of saying, well, is it function, you know, have you lost any function? No. Oh, okay. Oh, he says he functions normally. Well, it's like, no, I said I function normally for me. But I've never functioned normally. So another thing, another reason why they always miss stuff is because, one, they don't take notice of things like when we say stuff is not right. But two, they're always measuring you using words that don't actually mean the words that they mean, if you see what I mean. Lots of memes there. Had they have said, have you seen any change in your function? I would probably say no. Which is very different to do you function normally? And mean, do you function like you would if you weren't disabled? And also, I don't know what normal is. I have no idea. So it's taught me a lot. Anyway, what I'm going to do, folks, I'm going to keep you posted about what's going on. And I'm going to tell you, take you on the journey that I go on, where we find out about surgery. I might have to have surgery. You know, it gives me something to do, and it allows you to follow me as I get rebuilt yet again. And hopefully, finally, I'll be able to join either the X-Men or become the Bionic Man. So there you go. That's me, Mick Scarlett, signing off.